Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right corner, Kispert open for three, it's there!
Time to get the radio party started.
Feeds now, the right block of Alsar, slam!
It's time for Dave Johnson on a Wizards game day.
Blocked by Colomoli, left wing George, 3 on the clock for three, it's there!
Feel like busting loose.
It is a Wizards game day, which means Dave Johnson is with us here on the Team 980. Dave, how are we doing, my friend?
You know, doing well, and it's great to connect, and happy New Year to everyone. And I'm coming to you, obviously, from New Orleans, and I don't know how to describe what they've gone through the last few days here that we all know about. And, you know, there was even talk about, well, should the Sugar Bowl have been played yesterday, or... You know, obviously we're playing a basketball game tonight, but the reality and part of showing the strength, I believe, is that you do find a way to move on. But, it's interesting. There's a certain calm and almost a numbness from the people here in New Orleans. And I just mentioned that because I've come here, so many times over the years, and it lives up to its reputation. It's kind of a party city, and everybody's having a good time. You kind of feel that vibe, and it's a different vibe, but this is certainly a city that's proven to be resilient for many reasons, and we'll get them back to full-fledged celebrating. But it is a little bit different. But you know what, part of tonight is the healing process. People get together for something as silly as a basketball game.
That's well put, and I know that the security was incredibly tight for the Sugar Bowl yesterday. You guys are obviously, for those that haven't been to New Orleans, the basketball arena is literally right next door. It's basically attached, and I think underground it is attached to the what is now known as the Caesars Superdome. Is there extra all that stuff for you guys tonight as well for people going to the basketball game? City still pretty much on high alert.
No. Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a police escort to the game, but I think we've always had that because of, when we're down here, sometimes it's Mardi Gras, it's a traffic or that type of thing. But you definitely notice a presence. And one thing we noticed yesterday when we were coming into the city, I believe it was obviously Bourbon Street still blocked off. And, it just was much different. I just went down last night to just have a sandwich at the lobby bar, and it's in a hotel where usually they had a band playing, a trio playing of jazz music, and I was literally the only person at the bar. Whereas in past years, the place is always buzzing because this is a, if it's not a sports meeting city, it's a convention meeting city, or it's a city where people come together, and typically it's all about fun. So certainly, things change. But as I said, it's a mix of year. You don't forget what happened a couple of days ago. But it just gives you more resolve that, hey, we got a day that we're going to make the most of it. We're gonna celebrate something tonight.
No doubt about it. So speaking of celebrating, Dave, no easy transition, but the Wizards do have something to celebrate. Not only a win the other night against Chicago, but Alex Starr named the Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month for December. What have you seen in terms of the number two overall pick's growth that has gotten him playing at that level? What, this Wizards season has felt so long in so many ways, but all of a sudden you blink and you're like, oh, wait, that was for December? This kind of happened pretty quickly.
Well, the big number for me in December, and Brian Keefe wasn't like this because his focus is on defense. Look, Alex Starr is getting it done on defense, but he's shooting 45% beyond the arc, and making at least three three-pointers in a game now is it seems like a regular basis. He's made a three-pointer in at least 14 straight or in 14 straight now. And so you have a 7-footer that can do that, and he can, you know, stretch the floor. And that opens up so many things. But this is why, you know, as people are saying, we're starting to see in the second month, you know, of his career, you know, why he was picked second overall, you know, by the Washington Wizards. And it makes, you know, it's why, and I hope we remember this conversation there, you know, when he goes 0-for-12 at one point and misses 12 straight shots in summer league, you know, just relax. There's a transition that has to be made. And it's something that, you know, Jordan Poole's talked about with all the young guys. He's saying, you know, he reminds them that he couldn't, when he came into the NBA, he couldn't, you know, throw a ball in the ocean or hit the broadside of a barn door or whatever cliche you want to use. He was a 27% three-point shooter. There's an adjustment on so many levels, and now what's gratifying is you know, you're seeing it's becoming more comfortable for him. I don't want to say comfortable. But part of that jump is you know, we're in an 82 game schedule, and where every team, including, you know, I get it, the Pelicans have the worst record in the NBA, but it doesn't matter. Their NBA players are going to be facing tonight. So it's competition like all of these rookies have never faced. But, you know, how about Alex Starr among his highlights of the month? His defense without fouling on some guy named Karl Anthony Towns at the end of the New York Knicks game that went into overtime. If he commits a foul or he allows Karl Anthony Towns to get that lob, the game doesn't go into overtime. And I know the Knicks eventually won in overtime, but they would have won in regulation. So it's little things like that just, you know, it's Sarr, and quite frankly, and the record shows it as well, for the whole team. And this team, even in, you know, game losses, the Knicks, the Thunder, whatever you want to put to, they're playing the right way.
No doubt about it. And, you know, you look at the other number that I think stands out for me, Dave, for Alex in that game Wednesday over the Bulls is he had 5 assists in that game. And his ability to be a playmaker on the short roll, or if he does get the rare post up, or if he is going to be floating around the perimeter shooting threes, like, you got to understand when to take it and when to move the ball. And it just feels like he has gotten, and obviously you could say the same thing on varying levels for Bub and for Keshawn George. It just feels like Alex is always had, like, the game was a little fast for him, but you could tell, like, he has a good feel. And now it feels like the game slowed down for him a little bit as we get into January and what will ultimately be the back half of his rookie season.
Yeah, no, well, and part of it is also, you know, what we're seeing now is a group of guys that are playing, have played together now for some time. That was, you know, that was also part of the transition. This is, you know, this was a team with so many new faces and new players. It was going to take time just to get that understanding. All right, well, you know, Bub likes the ball here. Or if I do this for Jordan, you know, it puts him in a good spot. So, you know, it's those kind of fine details that make a difference. And that's, you know, that's the encouraging part about, you know, all of our rookie class. And again, that basketball, that cliche basketball IQ, but, you know, the feel for the game that he has, that Bub Carrington has, that Keshawn George has. We hit it this draft class, all 3 first round picks, and that doesn't always happen. And I know it's early days, we're only a couple months in the season, but I've been watching this a long time, and these 3, they're gonna help this team rise to where it needs to be. And, you know, by the way, Bilal Coulibaly will not play tonight because of a non-COVID illness, but, you know, he's just growing, and this is what you want to see in the second year, and you know, to the point where he's confident on the ball. You know, Alex Starr, instead of trying, you know, he still gives up weight to everybody he plays against, but he's, instead of trying to be finesse down low, he's powering up and getting N1s. Those are the kind of details that we celebrate each night. That, you know, no, we're not going to have a parade on Connecticut Avenue over it, but, you know, this is how this team is going to get to where it needs to be.
Yep, and you get to call game tonight where they definitely have a great shot to stack their second straight win. You mentioned the Pelicans now, thanks to that Washington win over the Bulls, the worst record in the NBA, losers of, I think if I counted correctly, 10 straight and 19 of 20. They do get Jose Alvarado back on their side of it tonight, but still no Zion Williamson, no Brandon Ingram. It is CJ McCollum running around with a bunch of young kids, and it's not going great for New Orleans. So tonight, you got Dave, you got Glenn, you got the whole crew tonight from New Orleans, coming up about an hour from now, 8 o'clock tip here on the Team 980, 7:45 pregame. Dave, appreciate your time as always, sir. Enjoy New Orleans and then get home safely.
We'll get home, and I hear tell there's some snow coming, but we'll make it to
yeah. Yeah, there was a nice bluster earlier today, although it doesn't seem to have stuck. So hopefully you guys can get back in before the next wave comes in. Dave, appreciate your time as always. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
That's Dave Johnson with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back here on the Team 980, there's one order of business remaining and then one order of fun. The business, we pick Commanders Cowboys, our final regular season Commanders pick. The fun, real things, real people said, into real microphones.